Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
I love you more. is Eric from the band Stepania, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM Medford.
She's loving you. 16 and 6 feet tall in a crowd of teenagers coming out of the zoo. She stumbled, started slipping, fall, teeter-tottered on the diaper pad and leather shoes. I happened to catch her and said, maybe these ruby shoes are a little cumbersome for you. Maybe for you. But not as shaky as I must have seen, talking junk through a giggle, little teenage dream. And on the phone I could not compete, my dumb luck, fake confidence was getting weak. And for a sec I thought I sounded sweet, but sure enough in a gruff, faint voice I heard myself speak. Share a kiss, but I feel like I can't go through with this. And I bet we could build a home, but I know the right thing for me to do is to leave you alone. Leave you alone now. So you probably won't get what I'm going to do. I'm walking away from you. It probably don't make much sense to you. But I'm trying to save you from all of the things that I'll probably say or do. Call me a fool and say I'm doing exactly what a coward would do. And I'm beginning to like you. It's a shame, what a lame way to live, but what can I do? I hope you appreciate what I do. I'm a martyr for my love for you. A martyr for my love for you. Oh,
damn hot, but I still got a wall behind an old lady in the grocery line, praying that my car don't get declined. Oh damn, oh damn, oh damn, oh damn.
Glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf.
What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God, Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm, it hurts.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Last night, these two bouncers in one room's alright, the other one's a scary, and his way or no way, totalitarian. He's got no time for you, looking or breathing, how he don't want you to. So step out the queue, he makes examples of you, and there's no way you can say, behind the go through to the bit where you play, and you realize then that it's finally the time to walk back past 10,000 eyes in a line, and you can swap jumpers and make another move. It's still in your brain, you've got something to prove to all the smirking faces and the boys in black. Why can't they be pleasant? Why can't they have a laugh? He's got his hand in your chest, he wants to give you a dub. Well, secretly, I think he wants you all to kick off. He wants arms lying everywhere and balls as well. It's just something to talk about, a story to tell you.
Talked about it made so much sense, but now the haze has ascended, it doesn't
make no sense anymore. So last night, what we talked about, it made so much sense. But now the haze has ascended, it don't make no sense anymore. Oh.
tailspin wears all aglow. A book not after lands downstream, guitar in hand and summer heat. The faithful in their red and blue, a crowd outside the house of blues. I dodge a vendor's hawkers, gawkers, stalkers in my way. Breaking strings on cheap guitars, close my eyes. And brought his heart to play. The doorman lands a smile away. One and two and three and four. Heads perk up, up goes the door. Breaking strings on cheap guitars. Close my eyes. That alley beyond that velvet cage. Until then, here we will remain with our stranging, ringing, singing ways.
Find me please, I'll be waiting for you to kiss me. You're listening to What's Happening. Every Sunday from 5 to 6 o'clock, we got a little bit of an early start here. It's about 4:51 on the digital clock on the WMFO wall. I'm Mike Stewart.
I'm Aaron.
My name is Fred Pinot.
My name is Jim Melanson.
Yeah, we have Fred and Jim in the studio here. They have a new band going on, if you don't know. Jim Melanson has been part of Popgun for the last several years. They have CDs and videos out. And right here to my right, we have Fred Pinot, probably well-known also for the Atlantics and some other bands. Basically, if you were in the Boston scene during the mid-70s and part of the Rat Channel club scene, you would have seen one of his bands. And he produced a bunch of bands, and he did some other bands, too. So I will throw it to Fred.
Well, yeah, I was in back in the original beginning of the scene in probably 75. I was in a band called Bonjour Aviators. We were the first Boston band to go down to New York and be playing at CBGB's and Max's Kansas City. We were opening shows with Television and Talking Heads and a lot of the bands down there. And Bonjour Aviators had one single, and then we eventually broke up. But then I went on to Third Rail. I was in Third Rail for a year, and then, of course, the Atlantics, which is probably what I'm best known for. And I was in there for 5 years. We recorded for two major labels, and we did a ton of touring. So that's probably where I'm best known for.
Welcome.
Okay, Jim, you want to fill us in your musical past?
Well, no. It's a little shady.
You had done some stuff with the Big City Rockers recently.
Yeah, we did. Fred had me and some of the other fellas from Little Billy Lost in the Cox of the Walk. We opened for the Alarm, and we kind of stepped in and had a great show.
I heard that was a sold-out show.
It was a sold-out show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah. It really was. The guys in the Alarm, Mike Peters, those guys are really great.
Super guys.
And I have to qualify myself. I have played with these two gentlemen right here to my right. Fred has played, he has sat in a couple times with the Brigands, in a band that I had been in for a long, long time. And Jim also played with the Brigands also.
Yep. That's right. That's one of the things that I said my career can end now.
Yeah.
Because
you played with Mike Stewart?
That's it. That's what I was working my way up to.
It's like a big ball of wax all wrapped up there.
So Queen and Bowie were nothing compared to Mike Stewart.
Nothing. Yeah, no. See, they were the appetizer. Mike was the main course.
See what you've been sitting across with all these years?
Yeah. I could have had a V8.
Yeah.
So what are you working on now?
Well, James and I got together with Bob Desitales, who's known as Desi. He was actually the bass player for Third Rail back when I was in Third Rail in 1977. We're playing together again in this new band. We didn't want to play together again too soon, so we decided to wait 40 years. And then,
if people don't know, Third Rail was on Live at the Rat album.
Yeah, and they had a 45 out in Rat Records.
Yeah, and that also, and they were leaded by Mr. Nolan.
Richard Nolan.
Yes, who's passed on.
Who has passed on now, yes. Richard Nolan was an undertaker and our lead singer, and he was one of the most unique characters in Boston rock and roll. Smitty, who was on drums, was in a band called Figures on a Beach, Sire Records band in the 1980s, did two albums with Sire Records, and then more recently he had been in Fire King. And now we all got together and formed Little Billy Lost and the Cox of the Walk. And we're going to be doing our first show at the International Pop Overthrow on, I believe, November 16th. So that will be the premiere of the band.
So to give people background, I know it's going to go back a few weeks. but growing up, what did you listen to? Who were your influences? And why did you get into music?
Why don't you run with that, James?
Well, you know, probably started with a Close and Play record thing that my mom got me for Christmas, and I think I had Beatles and Monkees 45s that I would fall asleep to. Mm. I mean, this is like as a, you know, toddler. And, you know, I just always had music, and I was always very influenced and affected by music. So as I grew older and gaining access to instruments and things, one thing just led to another. And, you know, through upstart bands, you know, hit or miss projects along the years. You know, I've worked my way up here to be sitting with you guys right now.
you're a North Shore person?
I am originally from North Shore, yeah. And I just consider myself a Massachusetts guy. Boston, you know, whatever.
Well, James is a mere sprite of a lad next to me. I'm 1 month from today, I turned 68.
Wow.
So, congratulations.
Why, thank you. And almost didn't make it. Last April, I had a massive heart attack. I nearly died. But they didn't want me. No matter how many nails they put in the lid of the coffin, I keep getting out.
Fred, you can't challenge me on health stuff. It's just
I know.
I'm
going
to put a defibrillator next to my amp.
But for me, it was when I was, one of my earliest memories is 6 years old, sitting on my living room floor watching Elvis Presley on the Ed Sullivan Show, and it moved me. And at that time, I didn't know why because I was so young, but. In 1962, somebody gave me a stack of 45s, and one of them was Link Wray and the Raymen, Rumble. And I tell people, I put the needle on the record, and 2 minutes and 45 seconds later, my life had been changed forever. I just had to make that noise.
You didn't want to take up knitting?
No. Yeah. I gave it up.
Yeah.
You know, and I...
You swapped needles.
I did. I did. And then... you know, it went from there. My parents eventually bought me my father was a musician, he was a performer, and they eventually bought me my own little silver tone guitar, and it went from there. And I just, I fell madly in love with rock and roll, and I have bathed in it ever since.
Excellent.
It's a good life.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I think we're really privileged. We live in a really great music community here in Boston. As people may or may not know, you know, back in the 50s, you had different performers that, you know, got into the mainstream, you know, with a single here and two. But basically, when we got into the late 60s, we had, you know, obviously there was Rock and Ramrods and
The Remains
and all those bands, Barry Tasham and all
the
those.
The very first band I ever saw play live rock and roll was The Remains, and the opening for The Kingsmen.
Wow. That's quite a thing.
Yep. I think Kingsmen.
Yeah.
They were another local band?
No. Yeah. Louie Louie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They were from Seattle.
That's just my youth showing.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. I'm still young.
You're not penalized yet, but you haven't put the points up on the board. Okay. and then basically we got into a situation in the late 60s, early 70s, where you had the Jay Giles Band, you had Duke and the Drivers, you had, you know, obviously Aerosmith, and, you know, bands of like Thunder Train and...
That's whole Bosstown sound on MGM.
Oh,
Records.
The Bosstown sound. Yeah, it's kind of scooted by that.
Beacon Street Union.
Orpheus. Hallucination. Orpheus. Can't find the time to tell you.
Yep.
And there were several bands out of that era. Yep. Lothar and the Hand People, believe it or not. I didn't even know.
One of the bands no one ever talks about, but I always liked, was a band on Vanguard Records called Listening.
Yeah.
Yeah, with Peter Malick on guitar. Just he went on to do some work with Norah Jones later.
And so we had those bands there, and then... a few years passed, and we got into the mid-70s, and there was this club called the Ratskeller, originally called TJ's Ratskeller, right in Kenmore Square. And there was places called the Ace of Club, which lay